And welcome into the fourth season of the Poolside Railing Fantasy Football Podcast. Today's a pretty special day. I'm sitting here at 6:50 on NFL Sunday kickoff, week one. Don't have my podcast host with me today, but figured we needed to get something live out into production. So we're going to do the damn thing and head right into week one. So the first thing we're going to get into before we kick off on this fine Sunday is some power rankings. And this is just kind of current state heading into the season. Talk a little bit about each team and why I have them ranked a certain way. Starting off, pretty obvious, I won't talk a ton about it, is Steve. I may be part of the reason why he's in this position. Shu may be part of the reason why he's in this position. Overall, Steve is the reason why he's in this position, and he's built a great team. Kudos to him. And it's pretty scary to look at. You know, he's pretty stacked at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and he's got some decent tight ends he could play. So best of luck to Steve, and he's the team to beat. No sucky. Next, I'll talk in tiers. There's a teardrop after Steve, no doubt about it. This next tier is pretty interesting. I only have two people in it, and it's not a self-suck, but one of them is myself. I come in at second. I feel my team's pretty deep this year with an extra flex, and we're pretty well-rounded and ready to hit the ground running. The one weakness I do see is in my running backs. I do have a pretty good running back room, but it's not very deep. So if one of those two players gets injured, I could be in for a rough ride. The second player in this tier really hasn't been up in this tier lately for me over the past few years, but he's slowly climbed up into this tier, and he's not done a whole lot with his team, but just kind of held a steady ship, and that's LJ. And I feel he's ready to compete this year. You got Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, Damian Pierce, Calvin Ridley, Coop, DeAndre Hopkins, Lockett, Burrow at quarterback, TJ Hockenson at tight end. Just, again, overall, pretty well-rounded team. I'm excited to see what LJ can do this year. Then there is a tier break again, and I have three in this next tier. Starting off with Matt, Austin Eckler, Javonte, Rashad White, David Montgomery. Pretty stacked, and Antonio Gibson. Pretty stacked running back room. Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers, good quarterback room. Pretty good quarterback room. And then the receivers, you know, they can get the job done. CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen, Jahan Dotson, Rashad Bateman. And you know what? Just after looking at his team and Evan Ingram at tight end, I need to move him up to tier two. So it'd be Kaz, LJ, Matt in tier two. And then the next tier is where things, you know, start to break down a little bit. So Steve at tier one, Kaz, LJ, Matt, tier two. Tier three, we're going to kick things off with JB. Now, you know, if JB had Cup, there's probably a strong conviction that he sits at number two for me. But I'm terrified of Cup and what's going to happen with him, and if we're going to get him back, and if we do, is he going to be okay? But without Cup, you know, JB's team obviously takes a really big hit. Derrick Henry, Kenneth Walker, and he may lose touches as the year goes on. Isaiah Pacheco, yeah, I don't know about him. Khalil Herbert, okay. Brian Robinson, okay. Matchup dependent. Then he's got JJ, T. Higgins, and then Gabe Davis as his next player. I don't know. I mean, still, again, some pretty solid players in there, and that's why he's up in the third tier, but a lot of question marks now, especially with Cup out. After JB, still in this third tier, I got my man Joe. Joe's always fucking with his team, always doing some crazy shit, always talking some shit. And, you know, this is where he is this year. So he's got a decent quarterback in Hurts. Running backs are light. They really are. Aaron Jones, Breece Hall, Raheem Mostert for now, but he's 31. And we got A-Chain coming behind him. Jaylen Warren, who Joe talks up, but at the end of the day, yeah, I can't say that. I do believe Jaylen Warren takes a lot of touches, but Najee's still there. For the time being, Najee's still there. Receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, can he get it done with Jimmy G? I don't know. Drake London, is he going to get the volume? Terry, is he okay? Jordan Addison, I think, does come alive later into the season. So, and look, you know, these tiers and these rankings, anyone can compete. Anyone but Shu can compete. Sorry, Shu. I was just kidding. Next, after Joe, we have Sid, and Sid's another team that could, like, I could easily be okay with him up in the tier two, but it's just, I don't know. Kelce, Andrews, they're going to come back. I'm not worried about them. Amon-Ra, great. DK Metcalf, great. Christian Watson, yet to be seen. I don't know. Zay Flowers, yet to be seen. I don't know. So, you know, some question marks there, receiver. And then his running backs. Oh, gosh. He better hopes that Roschon Johnson kind of takes over that backfield because he needs the help. I don't know if JT's coming back. He could jump a few tiers if some of his players start to get playing. But it depends. Can he squeak out, you know, a few wins early and then, you know, ride a nice wave later on in the season? Or does he really struggle and have a hole to climb out of? We'll see. So that's the end of tier three. So again, Steve at tier one, Kaz, LJ, Matt tier two, JB, Joe, Sid tier three. You know what? Nope, I'm going to add one more person to tier three, and that's Rubs at the bottom end of tier three. So Rubs' team can go south early. I don't see him making the jump into tier two or tier one, but his team can go south. It can go to tier four and eventually to tier five if any of his running backs get hurt. He's got three: Gibbs, Sanders, Swift. And Swift's in a committee. Obviously, Gibbs is in a committee now. I do think Gibbs finds his own, but like, it's not what we want to see right now. It's not what we want to see. Okay, quarterbacks. I mean, he's got Dak, A-Rich, but he probably won't do anything too soon. Wide receivers, he's pretty good on. You know, Jamar, Deontay, Mike Williams, Mike Evans, Mike T, who I think's on his taxi now. So, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't belong in tier three, but we'll put him there for now because it's the beginning of the season and no one's injured. And then lastly, you know, I know Chubbs and Chu aren't going to like this, but they are in tier four for me. I just don't believe they have strong contending teams, especially at the moment. I think Chubbs can make a push up. You know, I think he's got really strong, really, really strong running backs, actually. Jacobs, Dobbins, Akers, Kamara. So I actually like his running back room a lot. It's the receivers where it starts to break down. Waddle's obviously a one. Judy, I think, has a really good season this year. George Pickens is okay. He'll have his games. But outside of that, it's an ugly, ugly picture. So I think Chubbs really has to decide because I think he can do it. You know, if he wants to ship out one of his few running backs, get a receiver, I think he could make a run. But we'll see how the first few games play out for him. Especially with Judy being out, it's an ugly picture. And then last but not least, you know, Shu. I think we all know it is what it is at this point. You got your running backs, and it's an okay room. Mixon, Cook, Dalvin, Sharp, A-Chain, not bad. Again, it's the receivers where it starts to break down for me. Debo, Kirk. You know, these are all like, you don't have like a bona fide wide receiver one on your team. Debo, I guess, but like he's splitting with CMC, Kittle, Ayuk, Kirk's the two. Marquise Brown, I guess you can call one, but you got Josh Dobbs throwing to him. Brandon Cooks is like a two. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. At the end of the day, though, it's anyone's game. Anyone can win. And I'm just excited it's here. So those are the power rankings, and they'll be changing every week, probably every hour today. They're going to change. All right, next, and to wrap it up, we're going to talk about week one matchups. The Thursday game has been played, so we have a little bit of insight. But the bulk of the games are to be played. The bulk of the points are to be scored. The bulk of the heartbreaks are to be had. And we'll see. We'll really see. Starting it off, the brotherly matchup, Dixie Mormus takes on Roll with the Punches and already has an uphill battle. I mean, what a fucking boneheaded, stupid, idiotic mistake it was to play Sky Moore. I mean, really, logic, thoughtfulness, data, historical stats all went out the window, and this manager said, you know what, I'm gonna put in a fucking dude who's never fucking done it, who's small, who's had chance after chance after chance, and hope that he fucking does something. And guess what? He didn't at all. He fucking sucks. He's so fucking bad. And I deserve the point. I don't even deserve the point four that he got me. I deserve negative. Because that was a fucking stupid ass mistake. So heading into Sunday, it's 0.4 to 13.4. David Montgomery had one of the most David Montgomery stat lines ever. 21 rushes for 74 yards. Yuck. Then the rushing TD. So, you know, he's got 13. It's game's not over, not by any means, but it's going to be tough to kind of fight back from. So we'll see how that goes. Next, we got David versus Goliath, but Goliath really doesn't look like Goliath anymore, and David is healthy and ready to enter week one. So I don't know. This could be an interesting matchup. We got Shu versus JB, Shu Man Group versus Two Girls One Cup. The quarterback matchup clearly goes to JB with Lamar in Baltimore versus Houston, but you know, Kirk can do his thing versus Tampa Bay. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm still gonna have to go JB on this one. But this is an almost upset. I could see Shu walking away with this one. I really could. I really, really could. We got Dylan, Henry, Herbert, Walker versus Cook, Mixon. Then we got Gabe Davis, T. Higgins, JJ, for sure good. Cooks, Christian, Kirk, Debo Samuel. If Darren Waller doesn't play, that could get even uglier, but I'm still going to have to go JB. Next, we got Rubs and Sid. Rubs had Gibbs play on Thursday, 8 points. Sid had Amon-Ra play Thursday with 19 points. And Jerick McKinnon play, yikes, with 2 points. Can't start any of his tight end power. So he's rolling out Isaiah Hodgins and KJ Osborne, who's very sneaky, very, very sneaky, but it's not what you want to be rolling out. Meanwhile, Rubs is still healthy. He's got Gibbs, he's got Sanders, he's got Swift, no buys, he's got Chase, Evans, Deontay Johnson, Mike Williams, Kittle's healthy. So, yeah. I got Rubs in this one. Next, we got LJ versus Joe. And this is a pretty, pretty even matchup. Joe's got two running backs he's rolling out. Aaron Jones, Raheem Mostert. And pretty solid wide receiver core. Although Terry's rolling out there. I don't know how he's going to perform. But I got LJ in this one. I think his running backs are strong. Receivers are strong. I'm excited for LJ, so I'm going LJ. Yeah, Cooper, Hopkins, Pittman, Ridley. Pittman, oh, I don't know how he's going to do. LJ, if you're listening to this, I might play. I can't really do anything else. Maybe Kenneth Gainwell starts to take over and you could play him, but. Oh, dude. You got Jamal Williams on your bench? He's going to get like 20 touches. I would totally play him over Michael Stinkin' Pittman. So if you're listening, which I'm almost positive you won't be, you should make that change and thank me later. Last but not least, we have the real David versus Goliath. I mean, holy matchup problems. Chubbs is out. Judy, he's out. Kamara, and he is going up against Saquon, Travis Etienne, Bijan Robinson, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Devonta Smith, Garrett Wilson. Wow. I mean, just going through Steve's team, Saquon, first round redraft pick, Travis Etienne, third round redraft pick, Bijan, first round redraft pick, Stephon Diggs, first round redraft pick, Tyreek Hill, first round redraft pick, Devonta Smith, second round redraft pick, Garrett Wilson, I've seen him in the first, but early second round redraft pick. Like, how, like, what the fuck? So Chubbs, like, I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough. You're rolling out Adam Thielen, who's a fucking 80-year-old man. Van Jefferson could be sneaky. It's just tough. Tough. I feel for you. Cause I think with your team, you can compete, but those injuries and suspensions, they hurt. They hurt really bad. So that's going to do it for us today. Hope you guys enjoyed the first week of this podcast. We'll get it going and rolling weekly with the regular scheduled hosts. And see you all in a little bit.